heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into the different areas of our lives. Well, our scripture reading for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, goes like this. Then Jesus went to Bethany, to the home of Simon, a man Jesus had healed of leprosy. A woman came into the house, holding an alabaster flask filled with fragrant and expensive oil. She walked right up to Jesus, and in a lavish gesture of devotion, she poured out the costly oil, and it cascaded over his head as he was at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were offended. What a total waste, they grumbled. We could have sold it for a great deal of money and given it to the poor. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Why are you critical of this woman? She has done a beautiful act of kindness for me. You will always have someone poor whom you can help, but you will not always have me. When she poured the fragrant oil over me, she was preparing my body for burial. I promise you that as this wonderful gospel spreads all over the world, the story of her lavish devotion to me will also be mentioned in memory of her." Again, that's Matthew 26. And so thank you for joining us. It's Everyday Faith Radio. And on this program, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Thanks again for tuning in this morning. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us. And in your life, welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in with us this morning. It's a special treat. We have double trouble on the air. We have two guests with us today, Sandy Archer and Mo Gaffney. Sandy, let's start with you. First of all, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
You know, we're in this program today, we're actually paying tribute to a dear friend who's passed away, Joanne Walker, and we've talked a lot about her on this program. And so, Sandy, my question, first question for you is, what kind of influence did Joanne have on your life?
Oh,
let's
Joanne.
Talk about that.
That's a great question, Jeff. I met Joanne at least 10 years ago, and we were workout partners at a local gym, and she would always come to class, and I happened to be the instructor, and she was always very loyal coming to class and lots of fun, worked hard. She had such a spirit, a competitive spirit, very athletic. So it was a joy to teach her because she was so, you know, just a great student in class. And through that, we became friends. And there was a time when we started going out to lunch after class, and there was a group of ladies, and she was such a light in my life, because when you think of friends and the attributes of good friends, she became somebody who was trustworthy. She was honest. She was non-judgmental. She was an easy person to talk with, get to know. So that's how our relationship really started, and it just grew.
Let's talk about her as the gospel reading today mentioned. The woman with the alabaster jar loved Jesus in a lavish way. They used that word, lavish. And it seemed like Joanne's faith kind of reignited midlife. And then Boy, did it take off. Yeah. And she was somebody who really had incredible love for Jesus.
I got to see her grow in that faith. I was able to be part of her life where I kind of reintroduced Christ to her at a time where she really needed Christ. Mm-hmm. And she took the reins of that and just ran with it. When she realized that Christ was her Lord and Savior, she ran the race. Mm-hmm. She ran a race. And if you know just Joanne herself, and like I said, her competitiveness, she dug in deep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to spend one-on-one time with her when we first kind of got to talk about Christ and share with her. She'd come to the meetings that we had, and she'd have a notebook of questions, like who is Christ, who's the Holy Spirit, who is God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So it was just, she was like a kid almost learning about who her Heavenly Father was. So I got to see her take that and run with it. And when she, God meets you where you are. So you reach out to him, and he's going to take a step closer to you.
All right, so here's the next question, Sandy, and it's a little bit harder. Your beautiful friend, Joanne, workout buddies, and I'm not sure I've told you, but she was my doubles partner, mixed doubles partner. We played tennis together.
I didn't know that.
And so she did a lot of covering for me. When the ball was hit over my head, she was the runner.
She could get it.
Yeah, she could cover a lot of court. But how do you, in your mind, deal with the fact that here was this beautiful woman, one of the most fit women that you could meet in this town, incredibly healthy, and then all of a sudden, boom, one day we have a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then we're talking just 4 or 5 months later, she's gone to be with the Lord. How do you deal with that? Is really kind of how does that all fit in with faith and everything else? I mean, how do you add that up?
Yep. For myself, I've learned to trust the Lord, and it's not an easy pill to swallow what happened to her, and but God's got the perfect plan. So just I trust it, my Heavenly Father, and I trust that his plan was perfect for Joanne. And we prayed for healing. We believed healing.
Yes.
It didn't work out that way. She got a healing right now where she's body is perfect and all that, where she is right now in heaven, but we didn't see it happen on here on earth. So but I know God's sovereign. His plan is perfect. And I trust that. So for me, it was easy to walk with her through it till the end because I trusted God and his plan.
And the thing that I remember visiting Joanne and her wonderful family, particularly her husband, Mac, amazing in the way that he loved her and served her, throughout her life, but particularly during the illness and the cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Joanne's faith never wavered during her illness. Like, she never took, at least that I saw, she never took the, oh, God's mad at me, or oh, I'm being punished, or she just took it and said, I'm going with God.
Mm-hmm. I saw it too. I'm sure there were times where she broke down and she had anxiety and fear but do you know what she always would say? She said, when I got to that point, I would stop and I would praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And when she said she would do that, the pity party was over. Mm-hmm. She was gonna stop. Fear is just can take a grip on your life. So it stopped the fear, it stopped the anxiety. So it put her back in alignment, and she was a warrior. She really could use that, the praise, mm-hmm. the glory, and that took her to a good spot.
Mm-hmm. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have Sandy Archer and Mo Gaffney. We're talking with Sandy Archer right now. And Sandy, it's interesting because you just said pity party. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is last week on the program, we had such a powerful testimony with Dave Wannenberg on the program. And he said that after the devastating loss of his wife, one of the things the Lord said to him is stop with the pity party. Same mm-hmm. kind of message, because the other thing that we share a lot on this program is a Bible verse that you and I know very well, John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy wants you down on the mat, and Dave Wannenberg experienced that kind of demonic attack after the death of his wife. And but then you get to the second half of that verse where Jesus says, but I have come so that you can have an abundant life. And so that was a verse that for Dave Wannenberg last week on the program really helped kind of renew his mind and get him to the right place. Sandy, I'm going to shift on the last little part of this interview to your faith journey. Not everybody here on the program knows that we are in the presence of an all-American track star from the University Woo-hoo! Of Virginia. Can you just tell us a little bit about kind of your background and how you came to Charlottesville and the whole UVA thing? Can you just walk us through that?
When dinosaurs roamed the earth. I came to Charlottesville in 1988. 84 to 88 undergrad, came here on a track scholarship mm-hmm. to run, and I have not left since. Mm-hmm. So I've been here for a good long run, and you know, I just love Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. You want to hear a little bit of my testimony?
Okay,
mm-hmm. So I grew up knowing who Jesus was, but not as my savior. So about 17 years ago, and I just celebrated my 51st birthday. So this is only 17, 18 years ago. I had an encounter with God, and I asked him to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And it has changed the trajectory of my life. Mm-hmm. I got to the point where I knew there had to be something else in this life. That happiness was, there was something missing. And at that point, I started my faith journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have come a 180 in a lot of the things that I believe and that are important to me. Mm-hmm. If you knew me 18 years ago, mm-hmm. I'm a different person. Mm. So
let me ask about that, Sandy, because we're heading to the break and we only have a minute to the break. But can you just share with us what comes to mind when you think about Sandy Archer before and after?
Oh, gosh.
Before and after Christ. What? Tell us the difference.
Oh, God. When you invite Christ to rule in your heart, you have a different standard. Mm-hmm. You know, God's going to hold you to different standards. Mm, and like, you know I would be a totally different person now if I wasn't following Christ. You know, I have high standards in my business, in my personal life, how I raise my children, and you know, those are the things that define me now. Honesty is important, integrity is important. I try to do what I say I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really, really, really am in a great place. I'm not perfect, mm-hmm. but that's what, you know, Christ is for. And I use his grace and forgiveness a lot.
Do you feel like you've experienced a joy after knowing Christ as your Savior that you didn't experience before?
Yes. He's the, sometimes I say it's like a puzzle. You know, there's 250 pieces in the puzzle and you've put it all together and you have one piece that's missing. If you look at that puzzle, it's all put together. It could be a beautiful landscape. It could be beautiful mountains, but you don't focus on what you see. You focus on the missing piece. So what I did was I took that piece and put it, and that was Christ, and I put it in the puzzle. So now you see the landscape, you see the trees, you see the sunset.
Amen. Sandy Archer,
there you go.
Thank you so much
thank
for being
you,
on the program. I will say you're the first All-American track runner and world record holder that we've had on this program. Thank you for being on the show. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our second guest of the program. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And now on the second half of the program, we have my wonderful wife, Dr. Mo Gaffney, on the program. Mo, sweetheart, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome, Jeff. Never say never, right?
Yes, I'm thrilled to get you on. But we're going to start your segment with honoring your friend, our friend, Joanne Walker, who passed away. Tell us about the influence Joanne Walker. What do you think about with when you think of Joanne Walker and kind of the influence she's had on your life?
I have to say, Joanne and I have been friends, you know, for a long time. I looked up to her growing up. She was, as I used to say, much older than me. She was a senior when I was a freshman at Western Albemarle. And I thought she was so cool, but she was always so nice. And then we just reconnected our friendship when our daughters, Lizzie and Jan, were born. We met at the gym again on the stair stepper, and we were into working out. And then I got her into playing tennis, and we were doubles partners when you didn't steal her from me. And then, you know, our kids grew up together. They were good friends, swim team, all of that. And then when my father, as you know, got sick, my faith really grew because I saw my dad, Frank Kessler, have an encounter with Christ, and it was very powerful. And Joanne's dad, John Snyder, was good friends with my dad, and he was right there during the whole thing. And Joanne heard a lot about that, and it was powerful. But Joanne had grown up going to church, didn't really have the strong faith, you know, knew there was a God, went to church, raised her family in the church. But her real relationship with God began when she had a really difficult time in her life. And she shared that with me when we were on a tennis trip. And she was really growing in her faith. And it was neat because our friendship changed through the years. It went from this tennis where we would talk for hours on the phone about our matches to we would talk and pray for each other and the things that were happening in our life. And when our family went through a difficult time, as you know, she was the first person we called to come and take care of the kids. And she was just there for us. And as Sandy said, there was no judging ever, ever. She just was such an encourager and such a friend. And then as she grew in her faith, you know, we grew in ours, and we would spend time just really praying together. And, you know, on the way to school, as you know, when I would drive, she would, you know, we'd talk on the phone early in the morning. Mac would always think we were crazy because we'd talk late at night, too. And so, yeah, so she just really became more of a prayer partner and just a real confidant that I could share secrets with her and things that I wouldn't really share with everybody.
What do you miss the most about Joanne? I mean, I know that it's a little early to ask that question.
You're going to make me cry.
I'm sorry, but I know that the friendship was deep love.
Yeah, definitely. I miss, you know, getting to talk to her on the phone for sure. You know, I definitely would be calling her about some things that happen or ways to pray for, just just things about Jan. You know, she was so proud of how Jan was just doing great things. And, of course, Don and Amy and their great marriage. But recently I've been going to some exercise classes with Jan and and would definitely share with her about a little vinyasa workout we've been doing and how her daughter's really pushing me.
Let me ask you this about, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we're talking with my wife, Mo Gaffney. At the moment, we are remembering Joanne Walker. Have you ever met somebody who was more willing to listen to what your heartaches were?
No. And, you know, so many times I wanted to make sure I was just as good of a listener because she was so good at listening.
Yes.
I was like, gosh, I don't want to be the ball hog, as you would say. I want to make sure I'm listening to her just as much as she listens to me. Yeah.
Well, sweet. Now, I'm going to turn and ask a little bit about you. And you're now the principal of the Covenant Lower School. And I want to touch on, I'm shifting gears here completely. I want to talk about the importance of a Christian education. You are one who grew up going to public school. You
go Warriors.
We raised our children kind of with a mix of public and private, and at the end we found the Covenant School.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of difference do you think a Christian education? What kind of difference does that make today, in today's world? What kind of difference does that make?
That's a great question. You know, definitely the Covenant School, you know, I love being there every day. I see the result in our own kids when, you know, they really studied C.S. Lewis and they went off to college and were saying things like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Covenant does is it not only educates the head, but it also really educates the heart. And when you have a world where people are so focused on me and themselves that you send them out into the world and they don't go with this mind of how can I get the best job to make more money for me, but they're kind of asking themselves, what can I do? And yeah, they want to get a good job, but what can I do to impact the world better? And how can I use the gifts that, you know, God has given me? As you know, our sons are trying to figure that out right now.
Yes.
What am I supposed to be doing? And yeah.
So let me ask you this. What's it like having your youngest daughter go to Virginia Tech?
That's a terrible question.
Talk about faith, huh?
Yeah, never say never, right? She's a Hokie.
Any comments?
No. No, I mean, Bunny is exactly where God wants her to be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this to too many people, but I think that's exactly where she should be, and she loves it. They do a great job at Virginia Tech of feeding those kids the Kool-Aid, so I think she's a Hokie for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so let me ask you this. You and I are now empty nesters.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
No.
Can you just blink and see four under the age of four?
Yeah.
That's what we had.
It's good. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice just sitting by the fire with you at night. I think, you know, let me add something to that because that was one thing. Joanne had to work on her marriage, and we all do. And I admired, when you say, what do you admire? I admired Joanne's marriage. And there were times when I'd try and get her to play tennis on Sunday afternoon, and she'd say, no, I'm going to go play golf with Mac, or I'm going to do something with Mac. And she really made that a priority.
Yes.
And I remember, this is one thing I miss, is being able to tell her how great it is, because she said to me, it's so great. I mean, you love the kids. You love going to their sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's just the two of you and you sit by that fire, it's just great. Or you go to that basketball game. And so she really had that blessing, and it was a good model for us for what it looks like. Because a lot of people, when the kids leave, it's scary, you know, because you spend a lot of time together.
Shifting gears, well, I'm actually back to parenting now. Let me, for any of our listeners who are tuning in this morning, and they have, you know, the joys and the challenges of raising a family, what advice would you have in terms of raising young children today? Now that ours are all out of the nest, looking back, what are a couple of tips you'd throw out?
I enjoy it. You know, people always said that. Don't worry about those fingerprints on the window, because before you know it, they won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one thing that we did well, Jeff, was we let our kids play mm-hmm. outside a lot. Mm-hmm. And I know when our kids babysit, they say, gosh, all the kids want to do is go inside and be on technology.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kids used to think I was mean at the time, but you remember I'd lock the door and put the jug of water with cups on the front porch, and I'd make a little dinner and turn the music up. And
and then next thing you know, they're playing Capture the Flag or
right.
Jump the River or,
yes.
you know, all the other
yeah,
yard
kick
games.
The can. And then all of a sudden, all the neighborhood kids are in our yards.
Yeah.
I'd start putting more cups out there and just leave the pen. But it was great because they had to create. They had mm-hmm. to imagine. And, mm-hmm. you know, God blesses all of us mm-hmm. with this wonderful mm-hmm. imagination. And I really do worry mm-hmm. with today's society and even our own kids now stuck to their, you know, their phones become appendages to mm-hmm. them. And that's a shame because mm-hmm. you really do miss out on what life has to offer. Mm-hmm. And I think we did a good job of keeping them in church. And I think Covenant, for our kids that were able to go to Covenant and graduate, really solidified that. We
yes.
were doing our part
mm-hmm.
at home. But when the home and the school came together mm-hmm. and they were having discussions in their high school classes about how do you live your faith and what does it look like, you know, as Sandy said, once you're a Christian, it's a higher standard.
Right.
And so what does that look like to step out into the world and live that? And it's hard. I mean, you know, they're in college. There's a lot of drinking. Our kids aren't perfect. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of prayer opportunity.
Oh, my goodness, right?
Mo Gaffney, thank you for being on the show. I do have one last question for any of our listeners today who are, you know, the holidays are sometimes a struggle. What would you say to somebody real quick, and we're winding up the show, but what would you say to somebody who right now they're going through heartache, they're going through loss, they're going through pain? What would you say to somebody today who's listening who just doesn't know what to do?
You know, two things, and really they're from Joanne. One is God is bigger than this, so mm. the little things that we're worrying about.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is the do not be afraid. When Sandy said that, it really reminded me. I've been talking to a friend who's very anxious mm. right now with pregnancy and has experienced some miscarriage. And in the Bible, it says 365 days, it says do not be afraid. And mm. I think there's a reason why God put do not be afraid 365 times in the Bible.
Mm.
So do not be afraid.
Amen. That's a good word. Well, Mo Gaffney and Sandy Archer, thank you for being on the show. And let me may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll see you all next week.
Let your presence